Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So the hugely popular Heritage Festival Open Cambridge is gearing up to host its first ever community feast on Friday, and everyone is invited. As part of Open Cambridge, which runs until the 19th of September, Sam Dyer, who is the CEO and Director of Cambridge Sustainable Food, and Councillor Alex Collis are getting ready to cook up a storm in the form of fabulous plant-based feast for the whole community using some of the finest produce grown by Co-Farm, which is Cambridge's first community farm. To talk to us about us, tell us more about it now. Councillor Collis is on the line. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
So this morning sounds fantastic. It's starting on Friday, a big cook-up stormy kind of thing happening right here. Marmalade Lane, that's round by Eddington, is that right?
It's in the north of Cambridge. It's just on the other side of the guided busway.
So
near Orchard Park.
Oh, yes. Right, so Friday. So what's happening? Tell us all about it.
So we are, Sam and I are collecting some food from Co-Farm. So whatever they happen to pick on Thursday. So we're likely to get things like pumpkins and salads and things like that. And we're going to take them up to the community kitchen at Co-Farm and cook them into a three-course meal, four courses, in fact, because we're going to have canapés as well and drinks. Yes.
So you don't quite know what you're going to get by the sounds of things until you arrive at Co-Farm.
Not exactly, no. So, I mean, we've got a fair idea because obviously it's seasonal. It's seasonal produce. A lot of it is going through the food hubs, the city's food hubs at the moment, and I run the one in Cherry Hinton. So I have a little bit of an idea, but we don't know exactly what's going to turn up.
So it could be some sort of a giant edition of Ready, Steady, Cook, really, where you just get the ingredients given to you and off you go.
Exactly. That is exactly it. So we have come up with a suggested menu of what we think we're going to get, just to sort of tempt people in. But yes, we'll have to see on Thursday what Gavin and his team present us with.
Okay, so actually, I love a menu. Take me through the menu as you see it at the moment.
So the menu at the moment, we have for welcome drinks, we have something called Sikanjabin, which is a Iranian mint syrup. So lots of people have mint in that. We're using things from people's gardens as well. So lots of people have mint sort of overrunning their gardens. It's getting a little bit straggly at the moment, and this is a great way of using it up. You sort of make a syrup, you dilute it up with sort of fizzy water or something, or lemonade, and then you put it in big jugs with sort of strips of cucumber, which, it's lovely, very refreshing. Co-Farm have lots of them at the moment, lots of cucumbers. And the canapé, we have some surplus pastry that someone donated. So we're going to make some chard and beetroot top puffs.
Delicious.
So using all the leaves, the leaves that a lot of the time people throw away. So we're going to use those. Hopefully roast pumpkin with hazelnut and smoked oil to start off with.
Ooh, smoked oils. Are you doing that yourself?
No, we're not.
I was going to say, Alex. Okay, smoked oil, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, then we're making a savoury baklava with Co-Farm salad, celery leaf pesto dressing and tomato powder. So I've been busy dehydrating tomatoes and grinding them up, ready for that. And then pudding is a brown sugar apple pavlova. This is all vegan, so we're making the pavlova out of chickpea water and pistachio caramel sauce.
Oh my goodness, this is like some serious high-end cookery that's happening here. You've like blown, like both me and Julian have literally got like our mouths are like gaping open because I don't think either of us expected this kind of menu.
Not in the slightest. Well, although I had to keep away from the chickpea pavlova, my allergy and everything, but no, it sounds great.
So what we're trying to show really is that, you know, surplus food, locally produced food, you know, how important it can be and how you know, how good it can be as well. You know, what you can actually you know, how much you can do with relatively little. So the apples, for example, have come from the garden of someone in Cherry Hinton. Just a load of apples that they, you know, they just didn't know what to do with. So we've taken those off their hands. Like I said, mint from straggly mint from people's gardens will make make the syrup. Yeah, and it's just, it's all about sort of using up, you know, what we have rather than going, you know, it's about not cooking to a recipe, but sort of making recipes up around ingredients. And rather than going to a supermarket and buying something that's flown a long way, you know, and fruit that's out of season, for example, like, I don't know, strawberries. Mm. It's about using up what's in season and what's local.
Brilliant. I've become very, I found myself, I wonder if this is a thing at the moment. I was at a supermarket and I saw just, I think it was like some, I mean, this is back in the summer, asparagus. And I thought, oh, lovely. You know, this is it. We're in the region where asparagus is grown. It's a local thing. It's an English thingy. And I looked on the, I was just about to pay for it. I looked at the packet and it said it's come from like, oh,
Peru or something.
And I just thought, you know what? Actually, no, it's okay. Yeah. I'm not going to buy into that. Thank you very much. But that is a really interesting thing. Is this quite a new thing? I mean, obviously, Open Cambridge, they have so many events. Is this one of your, one of the newest ones, ideas that you've come up with?
Well, I mean, it's something Sam and I have been involved in for several years now, sort of community meals and using up food surplus. But I think this is the first time Open Cambridge have done something like this. I mean, their theme this year is Edible England, so it, it fit really nicely. And Sam and I were chatting. Obviously, there's a lot of work going on around, you know, the food, local food systems and food surplus in the city. And we were chatting and decided we wanted to get together and do something. So we did.
Brilliant. So is it a ticketed event? How many people are you going to be cooking for?
It is a ticketed event, so it's pay as you feel, basically. Mm. So we have an Eventbrite link, and we have a suggested donate, sort of suggested minimum donation. But it's really, you know, people paying what they think the food is worth, and all the money raised will go. It will be split between Cambridge Sustainable Food, you know, who obviously run the food hubs, and Co-Farm as well.
That sounds superb, Alex. If somebody is interested, what is there a website that people can go to?
It's probably best to contact either me on Twitter or Cambridge Sustainable Food on Twitter, or they can go via Cambridge Sustainable Food's website, I believe.
That sounds pretty good. Fairly easily found, I would have thought. Well, that sounds absolutely fabulous, Alex. I hope it.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. You really do sound like one of these people who just open a fridge and say, "I'll get that," and before you know it, you've got a meal together. So, thank you very much for joining us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning.
Very welcome. Nice to talk to you both.
Thanks so much.